This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. I was thinking on the scripture where it says, and his mercy endureth forever. So glad for his mercy. So glad to know that his mercy is in his word. And we are keeping God's commandments. Keep therefore and do them. And we are doers of the word and not hearers only. And the word is keeping us. The word is keeping us from the cares of this life and the ways of the world. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor. He is a great teacher, our pastor, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. To our elders, missionaries, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. We're going to talk about God's messenger today. Before we get into that, choir have a number, the Gates of Zion, choir. Come from the Lord. And if you are going to get help from the Lord, it's going to come through the gates of Zion. Isn't that beautiful? We have a poem by our sister Tatum. Thank God for our sister Tatum. Been in this way for some time, and she writes in sincerity and in truth. Sister Tatum.
God is everything we need. He's hope when there's nothing to hope for. He's a friend when there's great despair. He's strength in a time of weakness. He's there when you need a prayer. He's peace in a time of trouble. He's comfort in a time of pain. He's joy in a time of sorrow. In a drought, he's much needed rain. He's safety in a time of danger. He's security in a time of fear. He's light in a time of darkness. His presence is always near. He's never late when you need him. He's always there on time. And he's everything we'll ever need to give us a peace of mind.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank you, Sister Tatum. Thank God for our Sister Tatum. We have our announcements from our Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now, our pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. I hope everyone that is listening to this broadcast enjoyed The Gates of Zion by our choir. And I hope you enjoyed that poem by Sister Tatum, Words of Truth. We thank God for our great Bishop Barfield for the life she lived. She came out from the East Coast. God gave her a vision, and she was led to the West Coast to start this work, keeping God's commandments. And she was in holy living as much as she knew. But when God led her down to his deep mystery of his word, which is his commandments. I've come to realize you're not living holy, and she really didn't live holy until she got into the commandments. And those who followed her are Pastor Philip Brown and Bishop Dorothy. They followed her wholeheartedly, and we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. And one may say, what is the doctrine over there at 425 Laconia Boulevard? The doctrine is God's word. The doctrine is the commandments of God. The doctrine is God's law, which is his commandments. There's many laws extended from that law. His word is the divine law. It's the royal law, which is able to save your soul. In order to understand God's law, his word, his commandments, and it's all the same, yes. And it's also Jesus, because Jesus is the word, and the word is the commandments. The word is love. God is love. In order to understand this, you need the one that God sent. And that's what we're going to talk about today, the messenger. Beautiful. Malachi 3 and 1. Before we get into that, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. It's talking about the 10 precepts, God's word. If you're not striving to keep God's word, you will never understand God. As the scripture says, he that doeth truth cometh to more light. So as you keep God's word, his going forth is as the morning. It gets brighter and brighter. Because as you keep his word, you are killing off the old man. And that's how you see God. That's how you know God. Keep therefore and do them. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Now, that's what the scripture says. So if you consider yourself to be wise and understanding, it should meet this criteria. Keeping and doing God's word. If you feel that you have wisdom, this should be your litmus test right here. Malachi 3:1, Deacon Franny, what does it say?
Behold, I will send my messenger.
God is saying, I'm going to send my messenger. And God has sent his messenger from day one for man. And he's yet sending his messenger today. God said, I am the Lord and I change not. Isn't that beautiful? God doesn't change. I think in Hebrew it says, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Behold, I will send my messenger, what?
And he shall prepare the way before me.
So now, in order to understand God, to understand this way, to understand the love of God, to understand what the word means, and there's different depths of meaning, you have to have someone that God sent to prepare you. Right. Now, to prepare you to receive God is like unto going to medical school. In order to prepare yourself to become a doctor, you've got to learn the jargon. Someone said, pass you a scalpel, you grab a pen, you can't perform. You got to understand the jargon. Now, I was a dental technician from 1978 to 2011. I worked in the dental field. And before I could get a job, I had to learn the jargon. So when the prescriptions came down, I knew how to perform and what to do. And even in my application, I had to be guided with those that were experienced. You have to be prepared by the one that God sent in order for you to understand what God is saying. This is why down through the years, most people read the scriptures, and they say read the Bible, but it's the scriptures. They say it contradicts itself. They don't understand it. So now someone that says they know God have written new versions, so we'll make it more understanding for you. But I go along with the scripture. In order to follow God and to understand God, you must go with the scripture. I've heard people say, well, I've read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. That's not how you understand God. The scripture says, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little will I speak to my people. But you've got to be led here a little and there a little by the Spirit of God. And we found, as the Lord said, Broadway is crowded. Straight is the gate that lead to life. And few, there be the find. It's only a few that have the knowledge of God's way. Because God didn't send all of these that ran, but he sent a few. The messenger.
Yes.
I will send my messenger, mm-hmm. and he shall prepare the way before me. What?
And the Lord, whom ye seek, shall suddenly come to his temple.
God is not coming to a temple that he's not in or controls. He's preparing you and I, but he's coming to his temple, his anointed, to give you what you need. And he can't give it to you unless you're prepared. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2:9. God is preparing a people. Now, it's just like in the days of Noah. God could have saved everybody without that ark, because God can do anything. More importantly, he didn't have to rain at all. But God had a way, and he has a way.
Yes.
It's through his son. It's through his messenger. It's through the preacher he sends. And he had Noah to preach for 120 years. And in that preaching, he was preparing the ark. That was your way to safety. If you didn't get in the ark, you did not get saved. But the ark was being prepared for safety. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And if you accepted the preaching of Noah and obeyed God's word, if you didn't make it
to the completion of the ark, you yet were in the ark spiritually, so, and you were saved if you believe Noah. And the Lord said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. It's the same thing. You've got to be prepared for God when he comes. Whether he's going to take you out of this life or to save you in this life, you've got to be prepared, because you're not going to recognize or understand, and you can't perform if you're not prepared. Isn't that beautiful? Somebody's got to prepare the way. Now, when John came, he said, make straight paths. Prepare you the way of the Lord. He had to prepare the people for the Son, because they had a system set up of goats and heifers as a remedy for sin. And now they had to be prepared for the new remedy. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. And yet, he's the remedy, but he's the new remedy for sin. But yet, he's the answer to not sin, to obey his word, because he is the word. Isn't that beautiful? Beautiful. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, what does it say?
But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God...
Neither have what?
Neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him.
So the natural ear, the natural man, it haven't entered into their heart what God hath prepared for them. And what God prepares for man is his messenger to prepare them for God. Isn't that beautiful? How simple is that? You've got to be prepared to learn and to be submissive. You've got to be prepared to cast your thoughts aside and receive the thoughts of God. Someone's got to prepare you. This is what's coming.
Yes.
Believe.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Because the natural eye and the natural ear have not heard what God has for us. And this is why many times when you hear what the messenger is saying, you say, that's old. God is not like this. God, because you don't know God. And those that have told you about God told you about him, but they don't know him. They've told you in bits and parts. God hath things prepared for his people. Read.
But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit.
Now, God hath revealed the things he hath prepared by his Spirit. It's not talking about what the hereafter is going to look like. It's letting you know that there is going to be a hereafter. And it's one of two places, damnation or heaven, with God or not.
All right.
And it's prepared. And God have certain jargon prepared for you to understand and to see what God is talking about. And you got to be prepared for that.
Yes.
Read.
For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of
God. The deep things of God. And the Spirit searched that.
Yes.
So you've got to have someone that's bringing you the Spirit with the Spirit. Read.
For what man knoweth the things of
a man? No, read the 12th verse. We didn't read all that. 12th verse.
Now we have received not the spirit of the world.
Now we have received not the spirit of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one that God sent. This is how we're talking. We have received not the spirit of the world. The world is these ones that said they were sent by God. Since I was a child, all I heard about was the blood and the cross, and he did it all. Unconditional, nothing you can do to get kicked out if you get in. All you have to do is say, I believe it, and I believe what he did before I knew him. That didn't save me, and it didn't stop my behavior at all. That's the spirit of the world. The spirit of the world is you can be sitting on a box crate drinking wine and say, I was baptized 10 years ago and I'm yet saved. You can say that, they believe it, and they accept that. That's not so in God. The spirit of the world says, can no one help but sin? But I'm a sinner saved by grace. I'm a sinner in Zion. That's what the world said. That's not what God is saying. The spirit of God says, go and sin no more. All of this is the spirit of the world. The spirit of the world says, you cannot live perfect. No one can live perfect. That's the spirit of the world. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. What?
But the spirit which is of God.
What?
That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
God has freely given us things, but he gives it freely. But do we understand? You cannot understand unless you prepared. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
When God sent Moses, he brought the people out to meet God. They had to be prepared, washed, sanctified. There is a certain criteria if you want to meet God. You can have a certain mindset.
Yes, that is.
And more importantly, you got to be humble and believe. The Lord said himself, except ye come as a child, not be a child, but come as a child, you cannot enter. That's the criteria that's true today. Got to be prepared. Read.
Yes. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches.
So we're not teaching in man's wisdom. So you have to be prepared for that. Otherwise, oh, perfect don't mean this. It means that. But it does tell you if you understand the jargon which you've got to be taught.
Yes.
The jargon of God. Here a little and there a little, and then you get the understanding. It's like a puzzle. If you don't have a picture of the puzzle, you can never put it together. We have all the pieces, all the scriptures, but if you don't have a vision, if the vision is telling you there's no perfection, no one can live perfect, you don't know what to look for. But if you believe you can live perfect, the law of the Lord is perfect. It converts the soul.
Yes.
What is it going to convert the soul to? More sin? No, from sin.
Yes.
Is that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor. Yes.
If you understand that, you're on your way.
Yes.
If you believe what the message is saying, you're on your way. But if you don't believe, you're lost. You're yet in darkness. Let's go to Ephesians 4 and 11. Let's go there.
Beautiful.
Now, you may not like what you're hearing because you're not accustomed to it. But that's what this broadcast is for, to prepare you. Should you run across this broadcast, Ephesians 4 and 11. Because I'm going to tell you what the scripture is saying, what God is saying in scripture. And the Lord said, believe on me as the scripture has said, not about how you form your opinion and what you believe in your heart. Go ahead.
Yes.
4:11.
And he gave some apostles.
Now he's letting you know, I didn't give all of these preachers. I gave some apostles. What?
And some prophets.
God gave some prophets. What?
And some evangelists.
He gave some. These are the messengers of God. He gave some evangelists, not all of them.
And some pastors and teachers.
Now I say any pastor, apostle, evangelist, prophet that don't bring the law of God, that's not the messenger. You've got to have God's word. God's word is law. And God's word cannot be broken. If you omit one, you're guilty of them all. We're not here because we are seventh-day keepers. No, we're commandment keepers. We believe in not lying just as much as we believe in remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy. We believe in that just as much as we believe in having no gods before God.
All right.
Read.
For the perfecting of the saints.
So this is what God gave these for, to prepare you. It's for the perfecting of the saints. What?
For the work of the ministry.
That's what's wrong with the church world today. The jargon is Christianity. Nothing wrong with it, but that's not God's jargon. God's jargon is sanctification. God's jargon is to be a saint. And they were yet being called saints and referred to each other as saints from Genesis to Revelation, the time Jesus came and the time he left. They were yet talking about being saints and referred to greetings to the saints. It was those at Antioch, they called us Christians at Antioch first. Not our people, but those that didn't believe or didn't know God. Because they said, now these are the little followers of Christ. They began to call us Christians. That would let you know it was someone on the outside. But greetings to each other was to the saints of God. The elect lady, the righteous, the holy. Holy brethren. Read.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
This is how God's people grow into understanding God the more. Edification.
Yes.
Perfecting edification. Mm-hmm. What?
Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
Till we all come into the unity of the faith. There's only one. There's a scripture tell you that in fifth verse. What does it say? One Lord.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One baptism. So we're not going to compromise and say, well, what faith are you? That's someone that don't have the knowledge or the jargon of God. There's only one faith, always have been. Faith of our fathers. We wrote a song about that. Holy faith. It was the faith of Abraham, the faith of Noah, the faith of Adam when he got converted. One faith is holiness. Till we all come.
In the unity of the faith.
What?
And of the knowledge.
All
of
about
God.
Bringing you into that. But you have to be prepared to receive knowledge. If your mind is carnal, if your mind is not one subject to the one that God sent, you cannot come into the knowledge of God. Your body, your mind will reject it because you're not submissive. You got to come as a child. So, Lord, I'm going to be submissive. Then comes the vision after you put in to action belief and faith.
Beautiful.
To the knowledge of the Son of God. What?
Unto a perfect man.
That's how you go on to perfection. Believe. Action. Putting away your thoughts and what you think, because God didn't save you and give you the vision unless he did. If he did, you're going to be saying the same thing. You're going to see eye to eye as everyone before and after us. What?
Unto the measure.
What?
Of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Of the fullness of Christ. Romans 14. Let's go to 10:14. Everybody love to read that scripture. How can you hear without a preacher? But have no understanding. I will say everybody, but most Christians. I know I enjoyed that scripture before I came into the knowledge. But to really understand what it's saying, it takes preparation. Yes. Romans 10:14.
How then shall they call on him, on him in whom they have not believed?
How are you going to call on him? Mm-hmm. As Isaiah said, Lord, who have believed our report? I'm giving you a report that you must be prepared. Yes. You cannot be a doctor and don't go through the course and understand the jargon. Yes. Reading on, don't know what the book is talking about. And making up stuff as you go. But someone before you have the experience and write about it, you have to get understanding of what it means so that you can put the vision together in your mind. What?
And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not
how
heard?
How are you going to believe in him?
Mm-hmm. Of whom they have not heard?
If you haven't heard that you need to be prepared, how are you going to believe in him? I've heard one tell me, I said, you have to be prepared and you have to be taught. Well, what do you mean? I read the Bible from Jesus. You taught yourself. But you haven't been taught by someone with the Spirit. And if you have the Spirit, where'd you get it from? Give me your history. Who gave you the Spirit? Because you got to get it from somebody. It's through somebody. You get it from God, but it comes through obeying God, obeying his word. What's the word? And you ask them about the word. They don't know what the word is. How you get it? Don't come like that. There's got to be, it's like someone say, well, I'm a doctor. Well, tell me, what's the left ventricle? Oh, it's on your right toe. You say, okay. You know by your answer, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know the body, but yet you're a medical doctor and you're going to cut on somebody. Somebody's ear is infected, you working around the tummy. Read.
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
How are you going to hear without a preacher that God sent you that have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit of God, which will teach you the things of God, not comparing natural with natural, but spiritual things with spiritual. And if you don't have it, you have to believe it because it's how it prepares you to get the vision. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's go to St. John. No, read. Read the 15th verse. But this is what I'm talking about. What?
And how shall they preach except they be sent?
Oh, my preacher preaches every Sunday. Well, every other Sunday. This preacher, we ain't talking about no Sunday preaching. They can preach anytime God leads them to preach. But it's about knowledge. Because there's many out there can preach. But did God send them and do they have the message?
Yes.
What does it say?
As it is written.
What?
How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things.
St. John 3:34. Right. So how are we going to know then, Pastor, if one's sent by God? Because my preacher, they're a wonderful person. Yeah. Well, you don't go by how wonderful they are. You go by the product. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 3:34 says what, St. John?
For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God.
So that's how you know. So when you see or hear them bringing you the word and you can read the word, say, okay, now that makes sense. But when somebody going to speak a line, shut it up and then walk across a podium and start talking about all kind of parables, got nothing to do with the scripture, that ain't God. but they got to speak the word. And more importantly, live what they're speaking. Isn't that beautiful? For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God. What?
For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him.
Because the word is the Spirit. It is the Spirit. It's the same thing. Let's go to Malachi 3 and 1. Let's read that again. I know time is moving on. If you want to stay with this, and you say, well, Pastor, I heard your broadcast. I enjoyed your message. I thought you could have continued with that lesson. Call us. Don't care how you get there. But get there. If you say, well, I'm in Florida, what am I going to do? Get yourself out to Los Angeles. This is what life is. Isn't that beautiful?
Behold,
what?
I will send my messenger.
What?
And he shall prepare the way
so
before me.
So we got to be prepared. I don't care what our journey is. You got to be prepared for tomorrow. Yes. It starts here and it ends here. You got to be prepared for everything. You got to be prepared for it. You got to be prepared for what God has for us. Prepare the way before me. What? Mm-hmm.
And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple.
What?
Even the messenger of the covenant.
What?
Whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts.
What?
But who may abide the day of his
but
coming?
But who's going to be able to abide the day of his coming? Mm-hmm. What?
And who shall stand when he appeareth?
Who's able to stand when he appeared? Let's go to Exodus 1. Isn't that beautiful? Who's able to stand? Because when they heard the Lord speaking, they said, mm-hmm. Moses, stop your God. Right. Which would let me know they hadn't accepted it yet. Mm-hmm. Stop your God. Yeah. That means they hadn't made up their mind. But when he got through and heard all that he says, all that the Lord has said, will we do? Isn't that beautiful? Exodus 20, excuse me, and 1.
Yes.
20 and 1. Mm-hmm. Let's go there.
And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt.
Now, if you haven't come out, guess what you probably are? Baptist, mm-hmm. Methodist, Presbyterian. You're sitting in somebody's church, you ain't come out of Egypt, you ain't come out of sin. But they're telling you, it's been all done away when he's forgiven you for it. And you in Christ Jesus, you don't have no more. Ain't no sin in Christ, but you in Christ now. That's just a funny tale. That's all that is. I am the Lord thy God that have brought you
mm-hmm. Out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of
bondage.
So
God have brought you out of bondage. Now you're in freedom. What?
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
So God is saying, let's get rid of all of these gods. Now, God got to prepare you and let you know, this is a God. Mm-hmm. That's a God.
Right.
That's a God. Except you deny mother, father, because that's the ones you communicate with. That's the ones that got you in bondage. Mother, father, sister, brother, and then yourself. These are your bondage keepers.